It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. This week, colleges across Vermont issued a report on campus crime, including forcible sexual assaults, and the statistics are cause for concern. Joining me is VPR's new digital reporter, Taylor Dobbs, who's been going through these reports. Taylor, colleges and universities across the country are now mandated by a 1990 federal law to publish annual crime statistics. And the reports this week covered a three-year period through the end of 2012. What do these numbers show?
They cover sexual assaults, drugs and alcohol, among other things. And UVM this year, notably, the number of rapes reported went from 7 to 12, which was a noticeable increase. But the director of UVM's Women's Center, Luann Raleigh, said that she wasn't sure if that could be an increase in the number of reported crimes. In other words, is this an increase in the amount of the crime occurring or just an increase in the number of people reporting that it happened?
Why does Raleigh think that it could be a case of increased reporting? Is there anything that's been changing on college campuses?
Yes, there's a culture change happening across a lot of campuses that really increases the emphasis on reporting and victim services. And the goal is to take the stigma away from being a rape victim. And so that paired with increased training for various staff members and faculty on campus teaches them how to report to the proper authorities when a rape occurs and increases their level of awareness of what they're required to report.
So UVM has seen an increase in reported forcible sexual assaults. What about other schools in the area?
Well, UVM has seen an increase, but if you factor in their entire population, their rate is actually relatively low. Dartmouth and Middlebury both had higher rates, and while UVM's almost doubled this year, Dartmouth has had a consistently higher rate than UVM in the past, and Middlebury is also relatively steady above UVM's rate. And Champlain and St. Michael's both had much lower rates than all three of those schools.
So you look at UVM and Dartmouth had the highest number of sexual offenses, but some Vermont schools are dealing with steep increases in drug and alcohol reports, according to this year's reports. What can you tell us about that?
Well, drugs and alcohol are typical college concerns, and we've seen across the state, actually, both of those are trending down in the number of violations statewide, but alcohol at Middlebury has gone up significantly since 2010. That number has gone up 82%, the number of alcohol violations. And at Champlain College, they're dealing with a similar trajectory with drugs. 2010 had a very small number of violations, which is partially explained by different law enforcement practices. But they have the highest rate in the state of drug violations per capita.
And we'll be getting an update on these reports next October?
That's right. The reports are mandated to be released every October 1st.
Taylor Dobbs is VPR's new digital reporter. You can find his story on the campus crime report by going to vpr.net. Taylor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.